Salvation comes as a result of loving the truth. Loving the truth. Twice in the Galatians, Paul has, we've done that earlier, in his letter to the Galatians, Paul speaks twice of the truth of the gospel. And he asks the Galatians, who prevented them from obeying the truth. So what is the truth that he's talking about? Just a little bit of colour for you. The Greek word for truth is worth knowing and instructive, because it's not every truth, it's truth. So, see, aletheia is the word for truth in the Greek. Lethe, L-E-T-H-E, the A is negative, in as it is in English a lot, A at the front. Amoral, as distinct from moral, so not. Okay, lethe is the river in the Greek mythology, in the underworld, where when somebody dies, they go into the river, and it's a river of forgetfulness. So that when you get to the other side of the river and then come back in a reincarnation form, as some of the theories were, you don't remember your past life, according to the Greeks, one group of them. So, aletheia means when something is not forgotten. That's its technical meaning, not forgotten. When, that is, when what really is truth, the reality, isn't masked or hidden or allowed to be forgotten. When what is also what seems to be. Wouldn't it be beautiful if we could get this in public life as well, in every part of our life? Truth's a beautiful thing. To be who you are. To say what is true. Not what appears good to people listening. So what appears is the reality. So that's what truth means. The expression of what really is, not masked, not hidden, not forgotten. Well, what is the ultimate reality? The ultimate reality is God. And the ultimate reality is that God is love and is faithful to love. That's the whole biblical tradition, chesed and emet. So truth that Paul talks about, love of the truth, truth is present when who God is apparent to people. When we see God the way God is. And as Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, they are the ones that see God. So it's everything to do with seeing who God really is. A false idea of God will lead to terrible error. To watch Jesus and to see God as love leads to liberation and salvation. Jesus said, I am the truth. John talks about Jesus being full of grace and truth. Why? Because Jesus is the one who manifests who God really is. So love of the truth means faith, openness to grace, believing that God is as Jesus revealed God to be. And if I really believe that, and if you really believe that, and if our community really believed that, love would be so wonderful. It's our hesitation to believe that, and this whole letter is about Paul saying, don't let these people distract you into being fascinated by evil, the satanic and the rebellious, because Jesus will just go, and it'll be gone. It's not worth two thoughts. Get on with love. That's what he's really telling them. Love the truth. And he finishes by saying, and I'll stop now, I'm sorry, it's gone a bit long. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion, leading them to believe what is false. Once again, please look at those statements so carefully. He's looking at God as the one ultimately responsible, not responsible, but ultimately enfolding everything that happens. So he's looking at it from a divine perspective, but don't get the idea that God is causing the delusion. We cause our own delusion. So that all who have not believed in the truth but took pleasure in unrighteousness will be condemned. And I'll conclude by just reading my comment on that. Care must be taken to understand properly Paul's words about the judgment of God on those who reject God's love and so refuse salvation. There are two fundamental truths that are basic in both the Jewish and the Christian scriptures. One is that God's initiative is always merciful. The other is that in a limited but real way, we are free and responsible. Limited but real. Paul's statement cannot be understood in a way that contradicts either of those truths. You've got to hold them both. Paul has already stated that those who are perishing are doing so because they refuse to love the truth. That's why they're perishing, and so be saved. It's the refusal of God's love that leads automatically and necessarily to delusion. Indulging in injustice leads necessarily to condemnation. Since God is the author of reality, we may say that God is ultimately responsible for this being the way things are. However, the bad effects of our bad actions are precisely that. We cause them, not God, whose mercy is always at work, drawing us to repentance and so to forgiveness. If we obstinately refuse this offer, the effects of our refusal will come upon us with divine necessity.